Now we are ready to start. Speaker A. I live in a big city, and unfortunately, we cannot avoid the typical big city problems like air pollution, noise, and traffic jams. I find this lifestyle very stressful, and when I have time, I go to the park not far from my house. Though it's almost in the center of the city, it's very quiet, with old trees. The park is large. There are beautiful flowers everywhere. People walk along the lanes. Children play in the playgrounds. It's difficult to find something more relaxing, and I just love being there. Speaker B.
I noticed that shop when I was parking my car. It was a flower shop, with bouquets and pot plants displayed in its large window. I came in and, for some reason, I bought two cactuses. I had never grown cactuses before, but those were so cute that I couldn't resist. I placed them on the writing desk in my room, and now there is a large collection of cactuses in my house. I exchange the plants with other fans, and often look on the internet for more information on them.
Speaker C. It will look different. It will be big, but it will be spacious and clean. Pollution won't be a problem, because there will only be electric cars on the streets, and they do not pollute the air. People will never litter the streets, and there will be flowers everywhere. They will grow in the parks, on the streets, even on the roofs of the houses. There will also be lots of robots doing some cleaning jobs, selling food and drinks and other things. Speaker D.
Like most people in cities, I have a very intense lifestyle. I enjoy living in a big city. It's interesting and exciting, but I feel really tired now, and I'm looking forward to the summer. I'm going to spend it in a quiet village with my grandparents. They live in a nice house, surrounded with fruit trees and nice flowers. There's a river nearby, and I want to go fishing there. My friends may say that it will be boring, but I feel it will do me good and will sort of recharge me.
Speaker E. I believe some cities are turning into a difficult place to live in. Along with the comfort city life brings us, we also have to experience its negative sides. Everyday stress, noise, water, and air pollution. Thousands of cars make the air difficult to breathe. Factories and plants also produce a lot of poisonous gases. They get into the air and water, which is harmful for trees and flowers too. We all need to do something about it. You have 30 seconds to complete the task. Now you'll hear the texts again. Speaker A. I live in a big city, and unfortunately, we cannot avoid the typical big city problems like air pollution, noise, and traffic jams. I find this lifestyle very stressful, and when I have time, I go to the park not far from my house. Though it's almost in the center of the city, it's very quiet, with old trees. The park is large. There are beautiful flowers everywhere. People walk along the lanes. Children play in the playgrounds. It's difficult to find something more relaxing, and I just love being there. Speaker B.
I noticed that shop when I was parking my car. It was a flower shop with bouquets and pot plants displayed in its large window. I came in and, for some reason, I bought two cactuses. I had never grown cactuses before, but those were so cute that I couldn't resist. I placed them on the writing desk in my room, and now there is a large collection of cactuses in my house. I exchange the plants with other fans and often look on the internet for more information on them.
Speaker C. It will look different. It will be big, but it will be spacious and clean. Pollution won't be a problem because there will only be electric cars on the streets and they do not pollute the air. People will never litter the streets and there will be flowers everywhere. They will grow in the parks, on the streets, even on the roofs of the houses. There will also be lots of robots doing some cleaning jobs, selling food and drinks and other things. Speaker D.
Like most people in cities, I have a very intense lifestyle. I enjoy living in a big city. It's interesting and exciting, but I feel really tired now, and I'm looking forward to the summer. I'm going to spend it in a quiet village with my grandparents. They live in a nice house, surrounded with fruit trees and nice flowers. There's a river nearby, and I want to go fishing there. My friends may say that it will be boring, but I feel it will do me good and will sort of recharge me.
Speaker E. I believe some cities are turning into a difficult place to live in. Along with the comfort city life brings us, we also have to experience its negative sides. Everyday stress, noise, water, and air pollution. Thousands of cars make the air difficult to breathe. Factories and plants also produce a lot of poisonous gases. They get into the air and water, which is harmful for trees and flowers too. We all need to do something about it. This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.